Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kim Brackett talking about BQA's role in the strategic plans of the beef industry in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Idaho rancher Kim Brackett is a former chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board and has served most recently as the chairman of the Long Range Planning Committee for the beef cattle industry. Their plan includes utilizing the Beef Quality Assurance Program in a consumer-facing way in order to build trust with consumers. Kim says that she believes the Beef Quality Assurance Program does give us a good bit of credibility when consumers understand what it's all about.
I think the society that we're living in now, our consumers want to trust but verify. And I think having them understand more that our BQA program is science-based, that it's best management practices, that it goes all the way through the supply chain, I think that is reassuring to them. And that helps them feel better about knowing that we do care for our animals properly. And it almost gives them permission to go ahead and put that beef in their cart at the grocery store.
BQA is all about best management practices that are the right thing to do. And Kim Brackett says the fascinating thing about BQA is how consumers have responded to the program when they understand what it's all about.
The researchers wanted to know if learning about BQA would alter any of the consumers' beef production concerns. To find this out, consumers' views about the cattle industry were rated before and after learning about the BQA program. The results showed that when consumers did learn about the BQA program, their perceptions of how cattle are raised improved by 26 percentage points. As a result of this data, the 2025 strategic plan shines a bright light on BQA. The BQA program has a long record of success and is well known throughout the industry for its commitment to improving quality. However, what we're learning is that BQA may be one of the industry's best kept secrets when it comes to consumers. As a result, the strategic plan contains an initiative to expand efforts in educating the public about BQA and its impact on animal well-being. We need folks to understand that the cattle industry has a science-based program that creates best management practices for each sector of the industry, and that those practices are focused on improving animal care. Consumers need to know that we as producers take our commitment to animal well-being seriously. So the long-range plan has a goal to increase BQA certifications by a cumulative total of 10% per year.
And Kim Brackett says that she believes BQA is a tool that will allow producers to deliver more transparency back to the consumer.
One final area in the long-range plan that points toward BQA is the initiative for expanding the BQA program to include verification. As the task force worked on this plan, we learned that many of today's consumers operate from a trust but verify point of view. This initiative points toward the creation of sector-specific verification tools that could be used by a third party at the request of a downstream customer. Based on initiatives in the previous long-range plan, work has already been done in this area, specifically at the feed yard level. The initiatives in the 2025 plan focus on creating verification tools for other sectors as well. Oftentimes, I found that when producers read through the long-range plan, that they might struggle to find an area where they can personally be engaged in implementing the plan and helping achieve its goals. And while I could argue that the success of the entire plan is dependent on cattlemen embracing it at a ranch or feed yard level, the 2025 plan has a few options for engagement by producers individually. And I would say that BQA is near the top of that list.
BQA, a great way to let consumers know that producers are all about doing the right thing. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.